Today we are going to read from one of the Old Testament books, Daniel, the prophet Daniel's book, chapter 1, verses 8 through 17. I'll read from New American Standard Bible. Chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. And the commander of the officials said to Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord the king, who has appointed your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces looking more haggard than the youths who are your own age? Then you would make me forfeit my head to the king." But Daniel said to the overseer, whom the commander of the officials had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days, and let us be given some vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be observed in your presence, and the appearance of the youths who are eating the king's choice food, and deal with your servants according to what you see." So he listened to them in this manner, and tested them for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, their appearance seemed better, and they were fairer than all the youths who had been eating the king's choice food. So the overseer continued to withhold their choice food and the wine they were to drink, and kept giving them vegetables. As for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom. Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams. This is the story of very brave, courageous, God-fearing young teenage boys. Nowadays, they are just maybe freshmen or sophomore in high school, pretty young ages, teenagers. Yet, they were brought up in godly homes. Who taught them the way they should go when they grow up? Since their birth on, they were brought up as children of the covenant. What kind of covenant? The covenant their forefather, like Abraham, God made with him and his descendants, including these four young teenagers. What is the content of the covenant? God appeared to Abraham, "I will be your God, and your descendants will be my people." Yes, specific object of God's covenantal favor, care, and love. It is unique privilege they received free from Yahweh, the covenant God. Such precious covenant, and its demand and accompanying blessings and curses were engraved in the hearts of these young men. Let us not forget, they were not the only young Jewish teenagers taken to the Babylon as captives. No, there were a lot more Jewish teenagers, their fellow young children of Israelite nobles and royal family. But somehow, only these four kept their faith in Yahweh under such heavy duress, almost unbearable pressure they withstood. I put the title of today's chosen text, How Are We to Keep the Covenant of God? How are we keep the covenant of God? From God's point of view, none of us, including Daniel and his three fellow friends, can keep God's covenant demand. Because since the fall of Adam and his wife in the Garden of Eden, we inherited from them corrupt, sinful human nature. By nature, we are inclined to rebel, disobey God's covenant demand. So, we are born to be rebellious, born to be disobedient to God's loving covenant demand. How can any of us keep such covenant demand? No, we can't. But today's text tells us, from human point of view, how do we receive God's covenant demand? And we learn from what human beings can respond to God's almost impossible covenant demand. Because Yahweh knows how feeble our frames are, how sinful, corrupt our minds and hearts are. Yet, in spite of such terrible, fallen spiritual status we have, Yahweh comes to us and gives us command. You shall keep my demand. If you keep it, you will receive a blessing as a reward. If you break it, you will receive curses as your reward. Terrible, terrible reward. Condemnation to eternal destruction. As God commands us, also His command comes to us with power from the Holy Spirit. So, as He commands us, He gives us strength and will to do it. In other words, without God's help, we cannot keep His covenant demand. As the Jews, Daniel and his three friends, all they received from their parents, especially their fathers, what covenant is all about, especially those Ten Commandments and those ceremonial laws, and what they should eat, what they should not eat, what they should drink, what they should not drink, because they are holy, priestly nation of heavenly true God Yahweh. They must think, they must act, they must eat, they must drink accordingly, following meticulously God-given principles of life, code of conduct, including drinking and eating food. In Christian era, since Christ accomplished all those covenantal demands, we received liberty, freedom, just to enjoy the food and drink, because they are created by God for our life sustenance. So with thankful heart, with thankful prayer, we offer to God when we drink, eat all those delicious foods and drinks provided by our Heavenly Father. But in the Old Testament times, as priestly nation, every one member of that nation of Israel must stick to very, very restricted dress code and food code and drink code, on top of all those commandments given to the nation of Israel. But Old Testament and New Testament believers have one same common source of their strength. It is the Holy Spirit sent from God the Father to each one of His covenant children to love God out of grateful heart, to keep God-given covenant commandments. Here, as captives in the superpower nation Babylon, in the enemy's land, capital city Babylon is situated in old land Shinar, the plain Shinar, where the first rebels against Creator Nimrod and his fallen rebels devised their arrogant Tower of Babel. In Hebrew, that's Babel. In English, we call it Babylon. The same place, Satan's stronghold, represented here, King of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, brought God's children to that stronghold of Satan and put those God-fearing young teenagers to spiritual test. It is all permitted by Almighty true God in universe, Yahweh, allowed these young men to undergo spiritual boot camp. Why? So that they may glorify only one true God in universe, in the stronghold of Satan, as Tower of Babel was totally shattered, collapsed by power of God. Once again, Heavenly Father, God decided to show the Gentile nation Babylon who is a true God in universe by making these young four teenagers to shine like bright morning stars in the pitch dark kingdom of Satan. It is by God's grace they are kept alive in their pure faith in covenant God. That's what verse 8 said. Even though Daniel and his friend Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, all they were forced to change their name. All their names were once given by their God-fearing parents, related to their true God Yahweh. Now all their names are forcefully renamed by pagan God-related names by their superior, whom King Nebuchadnezzar appointed over them. They are forced to change their spiritual identity, to disconnect their spiritual relationship with their God, and reconnect to their foreign God, King Nebuchadnezzar's God. But here, verse 8, their changed name could not change their spiritual integrity, their spiritual allegiance to their true God, Yahweh. So the outcome is this, verse 8, Daniel made up his mind regarding what? He would not defile himself with the king's choice food, or with the wine which he drank. Why? Because they are the creams of the crop of the captives out of all Israelites' youth. We do not know how many were chosen, maybe 30, 50, 100. They were resources for future Babylonian provincial officials at the command of King Nebuchadnezzar. That's their great grand scheme of Satanic kingdom, to influence young Jewish captives by giving them, showering them with all best system, materially, mentally, even trying to spiritually changing them by showering them with all abundant royal food and drink, all systematically planned, calculated, and placed and imposed upon these young men, Jewish captives. It is satanic system tried to change Jewish mind to Babylonian mind. It is, in other words, try to make them apostates betray their true God Yahweh and change their allegiance from Yahweh to their God Marduk. It is Satanic system. And Satan continues to his grand scheme of rebellion. Even 21st century try to change our children's mind from God's royal family members to Satan's dark family members. But we do know. Going to Ivy Leagues, get best education, is not covenant children's, covenant parents' primary goal in their education. Their true education starts with the fear of the Lord, because that's true beginning of wisdom in our earthly pilgrim life. So how are we to keep the covenant of Yahweh? As Daniel and his three friends, they learned from their early ages on. They resolved, Daniel with three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they resolved. Maybe their appearance could have changed from Jewish custom, a Babylonian custom, even changing their names, yet in their heart they resolved to keep their covenant with Yahweh. So we have to start with that. All Christians should resolve to keep our covenant with God, because we are children of covenantal baptism. We are named, not worldly name, not Babylonian name, but Christian name. We are primarily Christ in a man through the Holy Spirit, Christian. We've got to live up to that. By grace of God, we are baptized into God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So by help of the Holy Spirit, we must resolve to keep our part of duty, our part of privilege, to keep our covenantal promise to God at our baptism. Yes, we will do our part in our baptismal covenant with you, Lord. We will resolve to keep our promise with you. We made, our parents made on our behalf with you at our baptism. That's your first step. So Daniel courageously told the commander of the officials who was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar, Babylonian king, to change Jewish brilliant teenagers into brilliant, useful, efficient, effective Babylonian court officials. But Daniel, bravely enough to tell that high official what's on his mind, what was his resolution. He told him his personal confession and testimony, saying, "My God, Yahweh, I will keep believing." He spelled it out. So not to offend my personal national God Yahweh, please permit us to keep my faith in Yahweh regarding your restricted systematic form of eating and drinking set upon us. God gave that foreign commander grace, favor toward Daniel, because at Daniel's that spiritual profession of faith, so to speak, he was not offended. He did not kill Daniel. Rather, he told Daniel what was his concern regarding his own life because of Daniel's faith, profession of faith. Now, that could endanger officials' life in in King Nebuchadnezzar's presence. So Daniel accepted high officials' response. Now, wisely, he did not give up his resolution. He turned to the under officer, the high officer appointed under officer directly of Daniel and his friend. He approached that under officer and told him with device. Very simple. We want to drink just water. We want to eat just vegetables. Just give us 10 days testing period. And after 10 days, just compare us, all our appearances, with the rest of our friends who eat king-appointed delicacies. And do whatever to us as you see to fit. That is wonderful way of to obey our Heavenly Father's covenant. It means Daniel put his faith in God into practice wisely. How wisely? Like serpent, yet pure like dove. Daniel and his three friends, they were not disappointed at the initial response of that high officer. Instead, they devised another way to keep their resolution, finding under officer and giving them 10 days testing period. It is Daniel and his three friends' faith in invisible God Yahweh. In their mind, if their appearance looked terrible after 10 days, that is God's will for them to forfeit their own career and life as well. One thing they would not do is to succeed in Babylon, to become successful high officials in Babylonian royal place by sticking to Babylonian way of life, worshipping idol God. That's what they would not do. They'd better abandon all future promise, bright future, and giving up for the sake of their covenant, devotion, loyalty, allegiance to Yahweh, only true one God in universe. Yahweh honored Daniel and his three friends' brave faith in him. At all costs, they did it Yahweh honored. And after 10 days, these four young teenagers only fed on meager vegetables and water. Their appearance looked a lot better than the rest of teenage Jewish boys who betrayed their true God to become successful in Babylonian royal court. May God give our parents, our children, such brave heart, courage, and wisdom, and determination to follow footsteps of Daniel and his three friends. Those young Jewish boys are, in principle, following, by the help of the Holy Spirit, by grace of God, footsteps of cross-bearing Jesus Christ, their future Messiah. We and our children must follow that same footsteps of our cross-bearing Jesus Christ, who gave up his life for us. That's pure grace of God. Such gracious covenant God's demand for us was out of his love, not hatred, out of his compassion, not wrath. In our daily life, like those four Jewish young teenagers, we as Christians put our faith in God into practice by living the consequences of our obedience to God's covenant demand, because those consequences are solely dependent on no one else but Yahweh himself, who will never leave us alone, as he never left Daniel and his three friends, even in the darkness of Satanic kingdom Babylonia. With us, God will keep same grace, and he will guide us, preserve us, until all we stand before our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. May God, by his grace, continue make us will and to keep God's loving covenant engraved in our hearts. Amen.